1057 CFW.
You'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite, and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
CBS News Brief. The American Diabetes Association's out with new guidelines calling for early detection of type 2 diabetes. Dr. Nuha Al-Sayed is an ADA vice president for healthcare improvement.
Because of the gravity of this condition and how prevalent it is in people with diabetes, we've decided to give it special attention.
Scattered storms in the South and Midwest have had hundreds of thousands without power this overnight as that steamy Texas heat moves into the South.
The heat dome giving us all this heat, guess what? It's going to kind of nudge its way a little farther east later on this week. So the triple-digit heat, well, pushes eastward. Not triple digits, but plenty of 90s coming to the southeast by the end of this week.
Paul Goodlow at the Weather Channel. The weekend crisis appears to be over in Russia, but not the fallout.
Evidence of the insurrection evaporated. An uneasy calm settled on Moscow and Rostov. Putin's hold on power survived, battered and bruised.
Correspondent Ian Lee, CBS News Brief. I'm Tom Fulton.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Yeah.
comes out. His mind was shaking really loud. Get his furry, scratch my skin. So what is wrong? Another sin.
Seven CFW.
Set all of your car's presets to 105.7 FM.
You are number one on my presets.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Some
going till the sun fell down. You kept it going.
CFW.
Fun music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
105.7 CFW.
Found out about you and I.
Chippewa Valley weather.
For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 60 degrees, a bit breezy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms on your Monday, otherwise partly sunny and a high near 76. Clearing out Monday night, lows around 55. For Tuesday, sunshine with a high near 82. From SevereStudios.com, I'm forecaster Corey Hartman.
It's 64 at our studios.
CFW.
You know, you make me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a purity.
CFW.
You wanted control.
So get in the car.
Music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Pleasant Valley. This is 105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
This is 105.7 CFW.
And the things nobody saw. No matter if it's heroin, cocaine.
as much a part of summer as a bottle of suntan lotion that's all goopy at the top because someone didn't clean it up before putting it away. Someone's head is gonna roll. 105.7 CFW. This is 105.7 CFW.
Distance. every whisper, every waking hour, I'm choosing my confessions, trying to keep an eye on you, like a hurt, lost, and blind.
This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Yeah.
boy, we've got some big shoes to fill, don't we? Well, if you've been around a while, you know how important the letters WCFW have been to Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire valley. FM has always stood for fine music. Well, we've put a new paint job on things and couldn't be more excited to have been handed the torch, where FM still stands for fine music, but also fun music. Proud to say that we're still 105.7 CFW.
The law firm of Gingras, Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras, Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
Calling to win, Gingras, Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. Kentucky and southern Indiana are among regions getting hammered by storms, leaving hundreds of thousands in the dark. From Johnson County, Indiana, WTTV's Kaylee Huskyler.
Homeowners are trying to wrap their minds about what to do next after a tornado came through in a flash. Some are left with just fallen trees, while others are left with severe roof damage.
One fatality blamed on that storm. On the final weekend of a month of Pride celebrations around the country,
here in New York, Governor Kathy Hochul reaffirmed the state's protection for the LGBTQ community.
We're going to make New York a safe haven for trans youth from all across this country.
Correspondent Astrid Martinez reporting. Christine Dahlwood lost her husband.